Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Stepping on board the IS-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Revolutionary known as Freedom Dude is probably preparing to overthrow the wobbly at best, full-on finger quotes, leadership of Captain Madeline and take over the helm of the IS-9. Possibly soon, probably violently. But let's not talk about that right now.
Side quest. Jesse's side quest.
Correct. Former Captain Jesse can no longer evade the quest given to her by Stagecoach Mary clear back in episode 86.
Which, of course, is available for a re-listen on the podcatcher of your choice.
Oy, two. We have enough ads already.
Just saying.
The only clue our ghostly pianist gave Jesse was the tune Into the Swamp by Thomas Golding.
You really don't want to ignore a side quest that comes from a ghostly player piano.
Why not?
Huh?
Why is a side quest from a player piano particularly dangerous to ignore?
I don't know. I'm building tension. Can we just move on, please?
Sure, but you brought it up.
Whatever. Armed only with a skin do and a bad attitude, Jesse heads for the bioswamp to see what adventure awaits.
Ouch. When Mississippi and Scotland collide, skin do.
That's what I said. Skin do.
Dude, you open your mouth and a crawfish jumps out.
I know. Awesome, right?
Skin do.
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 Apart from deciding to board the IS-9 rather than die in a mercifully quick explosion, this is the stupidest decision I've ever made.
Is it your side quest? Why am I here?
I'll take Egypt questions for 400, Alec. You're invisible, and you fly, you numpty. You might actually prove useful for once.
Once? May I remind you?
Look, we're here to help a pregnant alligator generate a few more lethal swamp lurkers because a ghost told us to via a player piano in an old-time western bar on board a spaceship. There's enough haver and doolally in that sentence alone for a lifetime, so could we just get on with it?
I really wish someone else had eaten that accursed olive.
So do we all, mate. But we're stuck with you. Hit the skies, flyboy, and see if you can spot our Albert.
Very well, but you owe me.
Test! Test! Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and so can everyone within 100 yards, so climb up. Over.
Right. Over.
Do you really think whispering helps? Don't answer that. Over.
I see Albert. Over.
Oh, congratulations! How about telling me where?
Over there.
Where?
I'm pointing.
Colin.
What?
Colin.
Why aren't you moving?
You're invisible.
Yes, I know. Thank you.
How exactly am I to know where you're pointing?
Look up. See the single egret feather? The one clearly pointing in that direction?
Oh, right. Do you think an egret feather is the best idea?
Why not?
They are a bit amorous. What if they think you're one of them?
They're birds. I think I'll be fine. Albert is down. I repeat, Albert is down.
They've got really short legs, Colin. They're always down. I told you to come get me when it was time.
Where are you?
Right behind you.
Jesus, woman. Is it smart to sneak up behind someone trying to be stealthy?
That was stealthy? I've been more surprised by marching bands.
You volunteered to be here?
Of course I did. This isn't supposed to be happening. Alligators are oviparous.
Oh, yeah. Naturally, you'd want to see it oviparating.
That's just it. Albert appears to be giving live birth.
And you expected...
eggs? I expected eggs.
You forgot your frying pan.
What? No, not for eating. Oh.
Excuse me, missy, but having one ravenous alligator aboard this boat is enough of a scalpit to the arse, thanks.
I'm just gonna get that one from context.
Fair dues. Which way, Colin?
Follow the feather.
Looks like we need to go that way.
Do you ever think to yourself, I'm following a feather held by an invisible flying toff?
Excuse me?
Pointing me to an alligator giving live birth in a bayou swamp on a spaceship?
We've already had this rant.
I'm having a reflective sort of day.
I try not to have those thoughts. Speaking of thoughts I try not to have, do you really think your side quest is to play doula to Albert?
Not a clue. What you got there?
Oh, I sort of hit up Greg's mushroom stash. Thought he might have some species in there that could help Albert. Or get him good and stoned to keep him from attacking us.
What did you find?
Well, he had a fair amount of Heraceum arenaceus.
Right. Gonna nip this nonsense in the bud. One more bit of show-offy Latin, and I'll force-feed you your own fancy tongue, all right?
Lion's mane. See? Natural pain relief.
Is it meant to be fluorescent yellow?
Not that I've ever seen, but we're gonna go with what we've got.
Ladies, I don't mean to nag, but you might want to pick up the pace. There's a great deal of grunting happening now.
Come on, I don't want to miss this.
Hang about. Do you see that glow?
No, and you're looking the wrong way. Albert's over there.
I don't think I'm here for Albert. You go on and feed him some mushrooms and tell him to breathe or whatever. I'll catch you up.
I'm as close as I care to be, and this is a marshy swamp, but it's possible Albert's water just broke.
On my way! Gator babies! Gator babies!
Right. Glowing that only I can see. Oh, that's not a problem, right? Still, may want to stop snacking on Greg's mushrooms. Who am I kidding? Glad I packed a few extra. Right. You don't really realize how big this swamp is when you're not trying to escape something. Ooh, speaking of, where is that big bad plant? Maybe I should have stayed with Julie and Colin. Why? So Colin could give it a sore throat from wing draft, and Julie could talk it to death. Ah, hell, what's that now? Right, listen up, just letting you know, I'm armed. So, claws or fangs or spines or wee wiggly whiskers of death, I'll have you. Oh, quit your rustly skulking in the bushes, you bastard, and come out. Oh, I reckon you're the big bad plant, ain't you? Well, come on. I've been in a pod before, and I'll be in one long after your plant food. Oh, hell. You're making a mess of my threats.
Hello.
Jesus!
You should probably be quiet. There's something in those bushes.
Then don't sneak up behind me.
Wait. Do I hear something?
Rustling, skulking, general sneaking about in bushesness.
No, I hear...
Please hold
on. Hold music?
All right.
What the hell are you doing hedgehogging around in there?
I'm trying to figure out what, or who, keeps nicking my mushrooms.
See signs?
Anyone? Nothing yet.
Your call is very important to us. Please hold the line. We'll be with you shortly.
Sounds like your kidneys are on hold there.
Ugh, speaking of, We need some bloody portaloos out here. I'm bursting for a wee. Back in a tick.
Figured while I was out here, I might as well unsubscribe to a thing or two.
Well, that's just weird, son. And what were you subscribed to?
Magazines, mostly. Detonators Weekly, Wicks and Fuses, Have a Blast.
Thank you for calling. You're a dirty, dirty bomb. Are you ready for an uncontrolled explosion?
That's weird. Lines must have gotten switched.
Hey, I don't judge. Say, did that voice sound familiar?
Come to think of it.
Hello there.
Yeah. Mrs. Sheffield.
Mrs. Sheffield? What are you doing out here?
I was just taking a walk.
What do you got there? Some sort of communication device? Looks like a phone.
Oh, dear Babbage.
This? Heavens, no. It's a device for identifying plants. Yes. It's bloody useless, really.
All righty then. Mrs. S, how long on average does it take a lady to pee in the woods?
What an oddly random but specific question.
It's just that Captain Jesse ducked into the bushes for a wee, and it's been a bit. Don't want to invade her privacy, but,
If we're a man down, I suppose we should investigate. Which way, Gregory?
Hard telling in here, but I think that way.
Of course, then, let's follow the zebra. Off we go.
As Greg, Joe, and Mrs. Sheffield head off in entirely the wrong direction, hang on, this is probably a good ad spot.
Oh, good call. Actually, I'll just hit the freeze button.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has 3 recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
And unfreeze. Ooh, maybe next time we let Jesse get her pants back up before we hit freeze.
Hang on there, mate. You stay right where you are. Bloody jumpsuit. Sweet baloney on toast. Who the hell designed this nightmare of a garden? Right, now let's sort you out. Oi, where the hell did you go?
Jesse!
Jesus!
What the hell are you doing out here? Albert, all the way over there.
What's all that squawking?
Egrets keep following me around. Apparently I'm performing some sort of mating ritual. Gadafly!
Hang on, do you see a haggis, neeps and tatties? Could I possibly get some answers? That does it. Wherever you are, don't get too comfortable. I'm coming after you.
Meanwhile...
What's that sound?
I don't know.
Should we be hollering for Jesse?
Oh, God! They're in my hair! Oh, they're in my hair!
Best not. Rather a lot of alarming things in here. Good heavens. What's got all the egrets in a fluster?
Gator babies! Everywhere!
How many are you talking?
Dozens! I've never seen anything like it. And they're not just gators.
Not just gator?
Should we be running? Climbing a tree, perhaps?
No use! Wings!
Wings.
Gator babies with wings.
What? Half gator, half
egret.
How the hell does that happen?
Did they attack you?
Follow me!
Hang on
a second. Are we in danger?
All right. I'm coming.
Bacon, how much teeth are we talking exactly?
Oh, gross.
Can they already fight?
Into a puddle
what scaly
of
are we talking?
Gentry.
On a scale of one to scaly. Scaly to very scaly.
Meanwhile...
I just said that.
I know, but everyone's all over the bioswamp and we keep having to switch around. If you have a better idea, you let me know.
There you are, you big green bastard. Finally awake, eh? Well, we've had about enough of your lot, so how's about you follow me to the nearest airlock, all right? Come on, you chlorophyll-sucking disaster area. Follow along. That's it. Come on, now. Last one to the airlock's a shrub.
Julie, Joe, Greg, and Mrs. Sheffield. Oi! I'm over here! Julie, Joe, Greg, and Mrs. Sheffield are with Albert, who is snoozing peacefully after a hard morning's labor.
I see what you did there.
Yes, I'm very clever. Hush. The trees and bushes surrounding them are filled with tiny egrets.
Whoa. I thought we were going with e-gators?
Come on. Look at them. They're totally cute. Egrets is much better.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No bigger than a human hand, with delicate, multicolored, translucent wings, huge eyes, and a long, scaly tail, the egrets are adorable and very merchandisable. Should anyone want to take us up on that?
Oh, good heavens, what sweet little creatures.
And they are cute as heck. Who'd have thought that would happen? There's got to be at least 100 of them. How the hell's Albert going to take care of all these babies?
I don't think Albert can take care of them. This is an entirely new species.
Ooh, I think that means we get to name them, right? Doesn't it? Joelators. Hello.
Joelators.
Hey, just a suggestion.
Egretators.
Allegret.
Ooh, that's nice, Olivia. I like that. Olivia, dear, can you spot Jessie anywhere?
I could do. If you hadn't pried out her body tag...
Yeah, I explained that.
Yes, I know. But emptying her brain was a small price to pay for keeping tabs on her.
Is the ground shaking?
Asteroid belt?
Giant plant!
Jesus!
We should really get out of here.
We can't leave the... What did you call them again, Olivia?
Allegrets!
Allegrets. We can't leave the allegrets behind. Poor Albert's in no shape to defend them, is he?
Yeah, they are awfully cute.
And merchandisable. Not that that makes much difference. I mean, look at me. Those t-shirts should be flying off the shelves.
Seriously? I mean, the mane is anatomically inaccurate, but it's adorable.
Right?
So... What do we do?
I don't think you have much time to decide. Ooh, actually, none. Nice knowing you all.
Which way to the nearest airlock?
I can't keep this up much longer.
Damn, when did it get so big?
Oh my god.
This way.
Out of my way.
Oh,
that's not
even.
Samples. Can I take samples? Can someone give me help with taking samples?
Quickly, grab as many allegrets as you can. All right?
Too late. My aunt is scooping them up by the dozens.
We have to find some mold.
Wait. What are we going to do?
Look.
What the hell is going on?
I think you saved the land, Colin. You might want to drop that feather.
Oh, my God. I forgot I was holding it.
Are the little critters safe?
Yes. It appears so. Yeah, it's not eating them. It's cuddling them. Oh, good heavens, is our big bad plant a vine of some sort?
Or... She's right. It's producing fruit.
The allegrets are eating it.
Adorably. My God, how merchandisable they are.
Spontaneous symbiosis. I've never seen that before.
So our big bad is some sort of nurse plant?
Not sure. Those mostly exist in xeric environments.
What do they say about fancy language?
Deserts, dry places.
Oh, I got a badge.
What, like Girl Scouts?
Botany badge. Really? Couldn't be fleeing a deadly plant in a swamp badge?
Where did it come from, the badge?
Not sure. Just sort of found it in my hand.
I guess that means your side quest was successful.
Suppose so. Well, that's me done then. I'm going to say hello to Linny, and then it's off to me bunk for a kip.
Is anyone else concerned about this turn of events?
You mean the badge just suddenly appeared in her hand?
Yeah, I mean, hurrah for a good outcome and all, but what if... what if Jessie hadn't known about the side quest?
You mean, what if she hadn't brought the big bad to Albert?
Precisely.
What if all the bad stuff that's been happening on the ship is because we didn't know about the side quest?
Is that possible?
See, there is a great deal of this ship we haven't yet explored. And, Joe, you still haven't told us what you and Lady Nibblybit discovered about the sandwich machines yet.
Nibblebiscuit?
Neville Bickford.
Lady Nibblebiscuit?
Whatever!
The key combinations to choose a sandwich do control your destination.
But how do we know which sandwich goes where? It's not consistent from machine to machine.
It's the condiments, isn't it?
Bing! 100 points to the lady.
Yes.
What the hell does that mean?
Is that why the Albatross was so concerned about unapproved ketchup?
Yes. Yes, it is. And it means we have a whole new language to learn, right? Meet me in the kitchen in 1 hour. 1 hour. Don't be late, right? Alonzi?
What are you doing?
Oh, Mrs. S, be careful. It's okay for the allegrets, but...
That's delicious. Oh, look. Look, a badge just appeared in my hand. Healthy eater. There we go.
All right, what in the actual hell is going on this ship?
Kitchen. 1 hour. Come along, Daniel.
Who's Daniel? Oh, you sure that's okay?
Well, I don't suppose Albert will miss one. This rather makes me look like Daenerys without all the extra hair, don't you think? Go on, Daniel. Have a bite. Oh, there's a good fellow. Lovely.
Kitchen. 1 hour.
So, kitchen. How the hell do we get to the kitchen here?
Oh, my God.
Let's
get the hell out of here.
Oh dear, that's going to be a problem.
As the allegrettes settle in for their first night aboard the Oz Nine, our crew are feeling on the verge of finally understanding a thing or two about the ship their lives depend on.
Oh, come on, let's be real. Are they really?
Are they ever?
Nah, not usually, but there's a first time for everything.
I guess we'll just all have to wait and see. You've been listening to Bonnie Brantley as Jessie, Tim Sherburn as Colin, Chrissy Talon Sage as Julie,
Eric Perry as Joe, Kevin Hall as Greg, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Shannon Perry as Olivia. I'm Kyle Jones, your narrator too.
And I'm Chris Nadolny Gorley, your narrator. Our theme and other music is composed and performed by John Faley. Into the Swamp was composed and performed by Thomas Golding. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Sarah Golding is our dialogue editor, and Chrissy Talon Sage is our sound designer. Oz Nine is written by Shannon Perry.
Oz Nine is a proud member of the Fable and Folly Network. please support our partners at fableandfolly.com/partners and check out the other great Fable and Folly shows at fableandfolly.com.
Until next time, Space Monkeys, watch the stars and try to understand the mustard.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo.
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interests?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this. Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.